set, all right? My name is Lou, and I'm a compulsive gambler. My last bet was shooting dice in Atlantic City 29 years ago. Step three, made the decision to turn my will and my life over to the power of my own understanding. In step one, I keep repeating my surrender by going to meetings, listening, and identifying with other addicts. Now, look, if my voice is a little dull, I'm reading this because I can't remember a lot of stuff. I continue to surrender in step two when I come to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to a normal way of thinking and living. Honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness makes me realize that we have the literature to work with, the people to share with, and the God of our understanding to restore us to sanity. To gain the wisdom to change, in step three, I have to surrender my ego. Turning the page now. It always sticks on me. I have to change my ego to the power. To the power of the addict. To the power of you, the addict. With wisdom comes love, forgiveness, courage, understanding. Learning to love unselfishly for an addict is not easy. And that is why we're giving a lifetime to learn it. Thank you.
Thank you, Lou.
Who's next? Come on, jump in.
I'm Andy D. I'm a compulsive gambler.
Hi, Andy.
I had to ask myself in this step if I really want the help. Step one tells me I surrender. Step two gives me hope and said there is help. But now step three says, do I want the help? Am I ready? Am I ready to do work? Am I ready to get this help? And you know, Lou, you mentioned about a big decision to make that jump, and that's the last real decision I have to make by myself. Is this one? You know, every decision after this, I can use the higher power. And I realized that my whole life the problem was me. I came into the program and I find the solution is bigger than me. It's beyond me. And I don't think I was ever really meant to do this by myself. I think that there were people in my room and people across my path that helped me get to where I am now, you know. I was gambling recklessly, out of control. I met other gamblers, and I'm getting help now. That's a miracle for me.
What's that echo we're hearing?
I don't know.
Maybe it's my phone.
I closed the door to the past, and I opened the door to the future, to recovery. Where there was no help in my life, where there was no hope in my life, now there is hope. Something good is happening in my life, and this is the step that makes it happen. You know, it's about coping with every day's ups and downs, and it's becoming easier and easier and easier. And like I said before, this is the last decision I have to make by myself. Now I just ask people in my room, and I just every decision I make, I make sure I do it with GA people involved. And I find the best way to work every day is by doing stuff. So if I keep up with that, keep up with doing the steps 4 to 12, I will be doing step 3. So thank you, Al.
Thanks, Andy. Come on, jump in, guys.
My name is Joey A. I have the addiction of being a compulsive gambler.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah. Hi, guys. I've been in the program for 43 years, and that in itself speaks volumes of the power that we give each when we attend meetings. Step three is a magnificent step. I remember a couple of years back we had a meeting every week on step three, a special meeting just for step three, and it's incredible how every time I look at these steps, I'm in a different place, and I'm using the self, the step, in a different way. And I never got the steps, but I always did the steps. And by doing them, I keep what I'm supposed to keep, the awareness of all the steps that give us this information to pay attention to ourselves and to stay focused. And it becomes natural after a while. I don't have to think about gambling, not gambling. I'm focused on being at peace with myself and understanding how this program works. We miss it in the simplicity of it. What's complicated is my inside of my head. The program is a peaceful set of principles that are teaching me to relax, get honest, stay focused, and then do it again and do it again. It's as simple as having to bathe every day. If we don't, we're going to start to stink. So if I don't stay focused at a step, on a step, and I've been going to more meetings lately, and I probably need them less, but I'm enjoying it so much that it became my chapel of solitude, where I have a very peaceful existence when I'm at it. My favorite place is at a meeting. I mean, it sounds crazy, but it's what it is, because I'm forever grateful for all the things that I've accomplished because of the steps. And the thing that I make reference to as being accomplished, I'm talking about peace, honesty, integrity. I lost all these virtues to the addiction, because you can't have that. You can't have those virtuous qualities when you're addicted. It's impossible. They don't belong. They don't come with the addict. And I don't think I was born with them either. But I sure in hell picked them up someplace to stay with that bet. And thank God, I was one of these guys that I think I busted out after 4 years, 5 years. I was not a long period of time that I became and was addicted, because once I got in trouble and I owed out so much money, it was impossible to pay it back. And I wound up in the program. And, you know, like I said many times before, I didn't expect anything such as what's happened to me now. It's impossible. But I also knew that I didn't feel right, and I also knew that the people that were there didn't have to gamble anymore. And then every time somebody went back, I would run over to them and say, "Why'd you go back? And what do you think he said?" He didn't say anything outrageous. It's because I wanted to. It's such a simple answer to such a complicated thing. I says, "Holy shit, that means it's up to me." He decided to do it. I'm not going to decide what he decided. And that's how this program has been working for me. Unfortunately, somebody else's pain is something that I have to learn from. And it's not that I'm judging the individual. I'm hoping he would understand his own situation. And, you know, that's the best part of the steps. You do them in your own way, in your own time, at your own pace. Because we're not the type of people you could tell what to do. And the guys that put this thing together, the AA members that put the steps together, they knew that. They knew you couldn't tell an alcoholic, "Hey, you know, you got to stop drinking." "Hey, you know, you got to stop gambling." No, I never heard that from me. Nobody ever told me that. But when I read this first step, it says, you know, you're powerless over gambling and your life is unmanageable. And I said, "Powerless? I don't like that word. That's a nasty word." And my ego didn't sit well with it. And then we go to step two, and it says, "Come to believe." Yeah, okay, then that was the people. And then, of course, the third step, which we're on tonight, and you make a decision, and this is just to the care of this power of your own understanding. And that's, you know, to turn your will and your life over to the kid. It's amazing. Our most precious gift is our free will. And in the third step, we're surrendering our free will to the care of God again, of our own understanding. And you know, these things are not a coincidence that I understand, because I do more listening than talking. I don't like to talk. I never learned anything from anything I ever said. It's always something somebody else said that made me walk away with something for myself. So I think we got a great thing going here, and if it catches on, it's going to really help a lot of people that have to be at home. They can't make a meeting, things like that. This has a big purpose behind it, and it's the steps, and that's the solution to the addiction too. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Steve B., compulsive gambler.
I haven't gambled in
38 years. I was thinking about the steps in general today. I was thinking about step three. One of our members passed away, Patty G.
That's where I'm going with. Excuse me for interrupting you.
Yeah, I was at the wake today. I was thinking, as I do with other things that come up, how do I use the steps to help me deal with life? How do I deal with the loss? How do I deal with the grief associated with losing a friend and so forth? And there's always an answer in the steps. So step three is telling me a number of things. It's telling me that I need to surrender, not as a sign of weakness, but as a sign of strength. So we surrender our will to God, higher power, to enable us to utilize our energy and our resources in a way to change the things that we can change. So what are some of the things that I can change? I can change the way I think. I can change the way I behave. I can change the way I react to life. And that's the power that is granted to us. The acceptance and the understanding of powerlessness gives us power.
Mm.
Now, the God of my understanding is not like the God that I grew up with. That was the God of my father. And there was rules and regulations and rituals and holidays and things you could do, things you couldn't do. The God of my understanding is my personal relationship with higher power. And what that is, that evolves over time. That evolves over a period of recovery when I can understand for myself what the benefit of living a spiritual life is. And this grows, it's different now than it was 5 years ago or 10 years ago or even yesterday. It's different. So in step three, I am given this opportunity to understand that in my previous existence, when I gambled, I believed that I could control my addiction, when the reality was my life was out of control. But I believed that I could control my gambling. And this kept me in the gambling life for many, 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 many years. And now I understand that there are things that I can control, there are things I can't control. And the things I can't control, I can turn over to the care of this higher power. And in step three, I am given this opportunity to know what the difference is. I know what the difference is for me. And I cannot afford to waste my time, energy, or resources in battling things that are beyond my control. So step three also is giving me acceptance, giving me some understanding, which will grow as I allow it to grow. I hope I will be able to continue to turn my will over and not take it back when I think I want to take it back. Because every time I've tried to do that, the only result has been that there's more loss of serenity, there's more difficulties. I create problems for myself when I don't have to create them. And most importantly, I don't make good decisions. So the decision to turn my will over to the care of this power allows me to make good decisions where I am supposed to make decisions. And as I look forward to step four, I look forward to being able to specify what the things that I have created and in my moral inventory, and give me a chance to work on even further and improving myself as a spiritual person. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.